Coming live from Bunnella Racecourse on a very balmy, slightly wet overnight, but balmy morning this morning. We're a couple of minutes away from the first Greyhound race at Healesville, and we'll take you to James Vandermart for that. But Cameron Symes is the CEO of the club, and I stupidly said Jockey Club, of course, Racing Club before. He's going to give me a cut across the ear for that one. Cameron's here. How are you, Cameron? Cameron Symes, the CEO.
Going well, thank you.
And you're in sort of the garb where you're still doing a bit of work on the track and getting things organised before you put the suit on before the crowd arrives. So this is your workers' gear before everyone arrives.
Yeah, that's it. I've still got the work boots on. She's very soft underfoot out there on the front lawn. So, yeah, just putting a couple of final touches on the marquees and getting everything sorted up, and then I'll put the bowl of fruit on very shortly.
I said before, it's a lovely, quaint place. It just reminds me when I was a kid coming to the race courses, there's a bit of old style about this place, which I would think would be pretty dear to the locals.
Yeah, absolutely. We pride ourselves on being a country experience when they get the races. As you can see out the back here, you've got beautiful elm trees and that. So that's all, you know, on a nice summer's day, beautiful shade there for the public to enjoy. And we've got plenty of kids' activities over there today out the back, and should be a great day.
What's the expectation crowd-wise?
Well, I reckon about 2,500 people will come through the gate. We've got about 1,400 pre-booked in, so the rain, it rained for a couple of hours this morning, probably puts a little bit of dampener on people's mind, but, you know, as you can see now, it's clearing up and it's still quite warm, so.
And there's a fair bit undercover here too, isn't there? So if something did happen unexpectedly, I'd say most of them would be able to get sheltered without any problem.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a grandstand out the front, there's a large bookies room, so yeah, there's plenty of room for shelter if we do get a shower too late.
Shirley was telling me yesterday that earlier in the week it would have been about a 9, but then we got a bit of warmer weather, but then we had a trickle overnight. How's the track going to play today? What sort of heavy are we talking about?
Yeah, it got down to an 8 yesterday, and then, yeah, we had a jockey go around this morning, and a genuine 8 at the moment, but we've probably had 2 mil this morning, so I wouldn't be surprised if we go to a 9 before or after the first race, and then we'll see how the day plays out with the weather.
And so weather-wise, I saw the word thunderstorms in that forecast, which has got to be a worry for any race club, but we haven't had any rain since we've been at the track in the last hour and a half or so. What is the thought in the next couple of hours?
Obviously been watching the weather forecast pretty closely over the last week, and from what I can read, it's in the morning, and then maybe a late shower in the afternoon. So, yeah, hopefully it clears up.
Cam, this is, I mentioned there's something really lovely and comfortable about this place. I haven't been here for a number of years, nor has Matt. But at the same time, it's been a bit checkered over the course of the last 10, because there's been 3 cups that haven't been run since 2011 for different reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 2011 and 12, we lost our cups. We obviously had a few issues in the track. I came into the role in April 2016, and our cup got called off the morning of.
That's a good start.
Yeah, great start, wasn't it? Welcome to the racing industry.
The only way was up.
Exactly. Can't go backwards. Yeah, so I think we had 20 mil over rain that night, and yeah, it was quite wet. So 6:30 that morning, that was called off. And then we've obviously had a couple of years with COVID where we've raced but had no crowds. So yeah, we've built back. This is, in my time, this is the biggest pre-bookings we've had. So, you know, people are standing by us and looking to lock it in and book, so it's good.
So with those wet weather washouts in previous years, has there been remedial work to the track? Because you've had a bit of rain, and at the moment we're proceeding. Hopefully that thunderstorm doesn't come sooner rather than later, but has there been work done on the track to sort of push against the wet weather?
Yeah, so back in 2012, I think it was the drainage issues where the drains had a sump hole in there, and so they pulled all the drains out, so we don't have any drains. We've done some sand slitting about 5 years ago, so we're probably due to do that again. But yeah, I was just talking to the steward then, it's going to go to a 9, but prior to race 1, so just with the couple of mil we've had this morning, but yeah, everything's looking good.
Okay, so heavy 9 it will be if you're looking at your form for Bunnella today.
Domino will handle the. We'll find out in about 5 minutes.
Well, we'll find out in about 5 hours. It's a fair way ahead, but we'll get a better idea.
We'll get a heads up in about 5 minutes.
Cam, tell us about the boxes. I see there's some new stables to be located on the track, and I know the Corson's team have I don't know if they've taken it up just yet, but they're going to.
Yeah, we've got Leon and Troy. They've locked into a deal. So, yeah, we're building them for them. So we'll start with 20 on-site boxes. At the moment, all trainers float in each day. So it's a first for the club. It's exciting news. So they'll be built just over to the back of the tie-up stalls. Hopefully get those underway by the end of the year.
So all the trainers who train at Benalla come from off-site?
Yes,
I see
correct.
When we drove in, there was a... stables along the roadside, but they would walk across off from the other side of the road, would they?
No, they float them across.
So is that right?
Yeah, Russell Osborne lives directly across the road. He's the closest.
Is he the one with the eclectic-looking house?
No, you can't see his house from the front.
Straight through the driveway, there's the most eclectic-looking house I've ever seen.
Well, he's got an eclectic group of horses,
right.
And names of horses. We're looking forward to having a chat with him in a short while. Now, Hillsville Greyhounds Race 1, the winner 7, Queen Regis, 7.42.20, one fly swip, $1.04, and 8 in for a lady, 1.50. The Quinella paid 8.10, Exacta 28, Trifecta 55, and the first four, $124. That's Race 1 with All Clear.
So how many horses are trained at Benalla, albeit from off course?
We've got about 25 trainers. A few have got ones and twos, so maybe all up 100, I suppose. Yeah,
so I'd say. So with this on-course development, how many will be able to be trained on course, say, in 2 or 3 years' time?
We're putting infrastructure in for 60 on-course stables. We've got a commitment from Corsons at the moment for 20, so hopefully it all goes well and their business is growing. So, yeah, hopefully we can increase that as time goes on.
So increase the stables and the amount of horses locally, does that mean you get more meetings as well?
Oh, I don't think you'll ever get any more meetings. We're happy to handle 10 to 11. As you know, there's no drainage in our track, so we don't race during the winter months. So our first race is August and goes through till April. So, yeah, that keeps us pretty busy in that time.
Are Shirley Hunter and Peter Bergen described or perceived as racing royalty up here?
Oh, they are. Just have a look at them. They're getting ready to come on. They're pretty confident today, I think. So, yeah.
He's a star, Lord Domino, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we get one on his home track and we can have a couple of beers with him afterwards.
Well, that'll be the go. Good on you, Cam. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Cam. Guys.